Good morning. It's November 15th, 6:19 a.m. It's a bit brisk this morning. There's a bit of a wind blowing. It's not terribly cold, but the wind is finding its way through my jacket. Yesterday I did about 100 words. Yeah, just 100. I did a lot of looking at the story. Some of you mentioned in comments from yesterday that, you know, a lot of times what you have to do is stop and look and see what's there. And that's very true. And that's pretty much what I did yesterday. The story is basically setting her up to take this sea ship, this sea voyage, and what happens while she's at sea. The problem was that what I had done was actually got her ashore on the other side and started a new story, which was not where I wanted it to go. And that's why when I got to the other end of the ship, it was like, okay, and now we're going to start this bit. And unfortunately, that bit isn't part of this story. It's not part of Sophia's call. And it took me some poking and looking and thinking to figure that out. So I'm not going to delete the words, because I'll use them in the next book. Or at least some of them. Or at least some form of them. So we'll see how that all works out. In the meantime, I need to go back. Since I've already written the whole sea passage and got it to the port on the other side, the problem is that it's not complete. The story isn't all there. I didn't do a very good job in explaining that life aboard ship for her. And granted, it's a much shorter period of time. She's on board ship only 3 weeks, actually only a little more than 2 weeks. So I didn't do a very good job in rounding out the story of her sea passage. There are two main threats, but I don't have any minor ones. I don't have any little ones. I don't have any build up. I don't have any kind of what I want to say. It reads real smooth, but nothing happens. And I mean that not in the sense of Ishmael Wong, nothing happens, but literally nothing happens. And she has a dream. Yes, she sees through a different animal. She dreams through a different animal's eyes, and that saves the ship eventually. But the truth is that it's sort of like, we're sailing, a bit of repartee, we're sailing, it's a beautiful day, we're sailing, we have a little storm, we're sailing. It's not much of a storm, it's just a couple hours worth of blow. We're sailing. Oh my God, there's a huge storm, it's we're all going to die, and the ship's going to blow up. Kind of fixes that in about a page and a half. She says a prayer, casts a spell, storm goes away, they find the incendiary device in the hold, and then they sail quickly into port. Which under normal circumstances, that would be, okay, that's about where we end, because that's the end of Zephyr's call. And unfortunately, that, and we're sailing, just doesn't work. As a story, it doesn't work. And there's lots of stuff I can do in there. There's lots of stuff that should be happening in there. It's not happening. So what I need to do is go back and add in the stuff that needs to happen for this to be the full story. And there's no question to me that it is the full story. I'm perfectly convinced at this point, after a day and a half or so of looking at it and analyzing it, tearing it apart, I realized that the ship piece is, in fact, the story, and that what I need to do is to fix that story Now maybe what I need to do is find the ending thread and tie it off and then start the next book. And that might make a little bit of sense, because what I want to do this month is write. I don't necessarily want to spend a month editing and just going back and filling in a paragraph here, a chapter there, adding a story thread, embellishing a weak link. Those are editing tasks and not, and important to the writing, but those are things that are not going to generate the kind of word count that really is the goal of this month. Now, I know a lot of you have left me comments about, it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. In this instance, it's about the quantity. It's about having the story sufficiently shelled out that I know where things, I know what the story is, and then I can go in and fix it. But if I don't have the story written down, then there's nothing to fix. And so what I really need to do is focus on, all right, we got ashore. What happens when we get ashore? Because this getting ashore thing is going to be the cutover from book two to book three. Declare victory and push this book, the call, the Cypherius call, off to first draft status. And start book three, which is the Hermit of Lammas Wood. And I think, I really think that that's the approach that I need to go with. Because in many ways, what I can do now is say, okay, well, we finished that book. So here we are at the new world. We've crossed the great bight of Cairney. And we're discovering a very different kind of way of life, and how that all relates to the larger life in the world. So there's a lot to do here, and there's a lot to discover here, and then there's the thrilling conclusion of this story. So I'm pretty excited about the idea that perhaps the problem isn't that I've not reached my goal, which is to have a rough draft by the 15th. Today's the 15th. In fact, I think I have the rough draft. And what I need to do now is to move on to book two. I'm probably going to spend a little bit of time today because I have until end of day today to get this book to the point where I can put it in a Word document or open office document and say, all right, here's the rough draft. Make some notes to myself about what has to happen with it so I don't forget over the next 2 weeks. And then dive into book three. So even though I may not wind up with 200,000 words at the end of the month, the larger goal, the more important goal, rather than some brute force approach, is to actually have two complete rough drafts of full-length novels. And at 77,000 words, even if I chop off 10,000 at the end, 67,000 words, it's short, but it's a novel. 80,000 and up is good. So it does need to have some more, it has to be enriched. Right now it's the bare bones of a novel. And what I need to do is to fill, not fill in, but to paint the background, to do the work that makes the story actually sing. Rather than march resolutely from beginning to end. And if I can do that by the end of the month, if I can have two first drafts by the end of the month, I should be able to get Zephyr's Call ready for podcasting by the end of December. I should be able to get it ready for print in January. And then we can work on editing the second book, the third book in the series, The Hermit of Lammas Wood, in January, and get that ready to go so that when February comes around, I'm ready to start another book. Now, it may be that I don't get to finish Cape Grace until February. If I don't have Cape Grace ready to go, then I will definitely work on that in February. And we'll see. I think that's a viable plan, looking at what I wanted to accomplish, which was to do something remarkable in NaNoWriMo. And doing it in half a month, I've done before. It seems... I understand why it took me so long last time to get to 50,000 words. It took me 14 days. It actually only took me 12, but I threw a bunch away. That was a mistake. I shouldn't have ever done that. But it worked out. It worked out fine. So the goal, keeping my eye on the goal, my goal to get Ravenwood sufficiently completed to be considered a rough draft. And then move on to book three, The Hermit of Llamas Wood, and then get that drafted by the end of the month. Even if they're a bit short. If I double it, so I get 140,000 words by the end of the month, that's not bad. Not quite three. Maybe I can get 150 words by the end of the month. That would be three NaNoWriMos. Yeah, that sounds doable. Particularly if I can get the story to flow again, if I can get this new story to pick up. The difficulty in trying to deal with this ending that I've currently got on book two is that it's, as I've come to realize, it's not really the end of book two, it's the beginning of book three. So so what I need to do is to find the real ending to book two and to move that along to paid status. First draft status. Speaking of paid status, I screwed up on the shipping. I neglected to charge shipping at all for international order, and I botched it seriously. And not only that, did I not put it in? When I went back and looked at what I needed to put in, I had it loaded for $5 instead of $15. So one lucky reader got a copy of Ravenwood shipped for more, and the shipping was more than the book. I'm not gonna quibble. It was my fault, it was my mistake. I'll own it and eat it. So with luck, if you order a book now, you should, and no matter where you are in the world, you should get shipping options that are appropriate to your location. I fixed that. Mexico may be one that has a problem. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen with Mexico. Canada has its own rate, so that works out okay. And it's a guess for Canada. The problem with Canada is that the international rate for Canada would be like $13.95. If I take it to the post office, I can mail it just first class mail for like $5. So that's what we do with Canadian orders. It's a pain in the butt because I have to fill out a manual customs declaration form. Then I have to go to the post office and wait in line and then pay the bill. And then they take it and ship it. Everybody else, I can just print stuff out. And at most, I have to go and drop the priority mail in a priority mailbox. And I'll do that this morning. I'll run up and drop off the priority international shipping to Australia this afternoon, or this morning. today's Tuesday. Should be a work day and a school day. I had a wife and child home yesterday, which wasn't too much of an obstacle. The running around, I had a lot of running around to do in the morning. I went and looked at ergonomic keyboards, and I put one on my Christmas list. So my wife is always after me about this time of year for things I want for Christmas. And the problem is that stuff like ergonomic keyboard, I normally just go out and buy. I think I can tough it through for a while. I hope I'm not doing any permanent damage, but I think I can tough it through for a while and at least have a few items on the list that don't involve Amazon gift cards and flash memory. I'm not an easy guy to buy for. Last year I asked for tea stuff, and I got a lot of tea stuff. Suppose I could ask for tea. I had about a half a cup of coffee this morning before I left. So I got a little bit of moisture in me, but my mouth is still kind of stuck together. I'm not quite sure. Yuck. Oh yeah, beauty day. Crystal clear right at the moment. Maybe a few clouds off in the distance. Yeah, there's a few clouds off, way off. But right here, the sun is glowing just down below the eastern horizon. The moon is up behind my head. It's moving toward the last quarter. Kind of pretty. So what else am I thinking about today? Not an awful lot. I've been heavy on the thinking, heavy on the talking. I'm kind of talked out, actually. I don't think I slept very well last night. I still feel pretty groggy this morning. I haven't had a groggy morning like this in quite a long time. I went to bed right on time last night, 9 o'clock, maybe 9:05. I fell asleep relatively early. And I was woken up about, I don't know, 4 or 5 times through the night. Different wakings, but still kind of a pain in the butt when I was really looking forward to a good solid night's sleep. I may have to bite the bullet today and lay down and take a nap this morning just to get the day clear enough to be able to work. Doctor said he'd like to see me extend my walking by another mile. I don't know where I would get another 20-minute walk. It's contiguous. I suppose I could do it twice a day, 2 40-minute periods of walking. I could, and the other thing that I thought about yesterday was doing the stand-up desk idea. That would be another way to do it. That would let me walk, get some exercise, without stopping writing. Really have to write more. I did a lot of reading yesterday. I read a lot of my stuff. I read a lot of other people's stuff. I emptied out my feed reader, which is really, I say that like it's some big deal. And truth is that I go through the folder, I have them in folders, and the education folder, I'll scan it and delete it, or scan it and mark it red, more accurately. The reading about writing folder, there are maybe one or two articles every day. Christine Catherine Rush is one that I always read. Dean Wesley Smith is one that I always read. The rest, not so much. Joel Freelander had one yesterday that I read, actually left a comment on. There was these people who write every day in order to increase their numbers. You know, there actually, and as much as I go, oh Lord, no, there actually is a rationale for that involves broadcast marketing, but it also capitalizes on those people who don't use feed readers to access content. And I guess there must be a lot of them. I just can't imagine anybody has that kind of time to waste. And so I don't much spend that much time working on them. Anyway, I made it to the back gate. I'm ready for my breakfast. And tomorrow is another day.